School is back, but it's different depending on where you are. Of course, virtual learning in level 3, virtual truancy is also on the rise. Apparently, principal at Papatoetoe High, Vaughan Coyo, is back with us. Vaughan, morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. What's your attendance rate during this lockdown period?
Well, if you're talking about people who are engaging, because we're trying to measure engagement as opposed to attendance, it's quite soft across Auckland, really, when you look at conversations that I've had with all my colleagues. So 50% if the wind's blowing in the right direction. Now, that doesn't mean that students aren't doing any work. What it means is the Zooms aren't switching them on. You know, they're not getting onto those. So well squishy, which is why we need to get them back to school as quick as we possibly can.
Well, you say that, and I agree with you, but you've got a twofold problem. One, a government that doesn't want to open up, and two, you've got a lot of parents. A lot of parents are fearful, aren't they?
Yeah, well, history tells us that. So we at my school have had what I like to refer to glibly as a level 2 lag, and they don't sort of we get about 65% attendance until we go down to level 1. However, that was in a pre-vaccination world, right? So if we're now in Auckland up in the mid to late 80s in terms of vaccines, there should be a greater level of comfort, and I'm hoping people can lever off that vaccination status of the person around them and get back into the classroom. But you're absolutely right. There is a little bit of fear around.
Any pushback from teachers on the mandate?
Not in terms of a tidal wave. It's got quite a lot of understanding, quite a lot of relief. But then also there's a few people who have indicated, not aggressively, quite politely, that they have no intention of getting the vaccine, and they'll be moving on. That's not necessarily just at my school, that's sort of around, but those people are in a significant minority.
Good. Tricky end of the year for the, 12s and 13s, though. I mean, geez, I feel sorry for people at home, and you've got to do exams, and it's big time for them, and, that brings stress.
Yeah, absolutely. The exam aeroplane is coming in hot, and the runway is incredibly short, and it could end up in a disaster or a miraculous landing. So we're doing everything we can to sort of plan for maximising the face time we actually get with students, which hopefully will hopefully be Tuesday of next week, because of course Monday is a long weekend.
Exactly. Well, I hope so too. Vaughan, appreciate it very much as always. Vaughan Coyo, who's the Papatoetoe High School principal.